Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
And now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listeners.
Felger and Mask.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mask.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Felger and Mazz, 98.5, a sports hub. It's an agenda-free Friday, driven by the Bernardi Auto Group, where car buying is always agenda-free. Choose from new Acuras, Audis, Hondas, Toyotas, Volvos, and over 500 pre-owned vehicles. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life. BernardiAutoGroup.com. It's Jim Murray in the a-hole chair in for Felger, and we have Matt McCarthy in for Mazz in the Mazz chair, also in my normal spot, kind of shorthanded here, just a two-man operation here for the last hour, but you, the people, get to weigh in as well, it being an agenda-free Friday, at 617-779-0985. So you mentioned there are people that might have missed it in the help headlines, McCarthy. The NBA is going to come up with their schedule in terms of time and everything tonight at 7 o'clock?
Yeah, 7 o'clock. They're going to announce it on their social platforms. There's going to be a whole schedule release thing. So what, we're going to get the eight games from the NBA tonight, the eight-game restart before the playoffs.
Yeah.
We'll find out who the Celtics are opening up against. I believe a few weeks ago...
It's got to be Milwaukee, right?
That's what Wick said here on Felger and Mazz just a few weeks ago. He said, you know, he thought it was going to be Milwaukee. That was his sense. So we'll see if anything has changed since then.
Well, when the shutdown happened, that's who they were next scheduled to play. So I think that's how it's going to go for most of these teams.
Probably.
I imagine.
It seemed to make sense.
Av, anything else you want to get off your chest before we go to the phones here in the final hour?
No, I would like to defer to the people and their wonderful phone calls.
I can't still help be irked by that story that you've also been talking about between Oregon and Oregon State, what was once dubbed the Civil War game.
One of the great rivalries in college sports, college football in particular. That is a great rivalry.
Will no longer be called the Civil War game because the Civil War term is offensive, even though in that context it has nothing to do with the actual Civil War. We're heading down a weird road, everybody. Real weird. So it's like the Dixie Chicks yesterday. Did you see that they've now renamed themselves the Chicks?
That's right. They're just the Chicks.
Which, what? I guess, if you were a hardcore feminist, would still be offensive, so just call yourselves, you know, just like, how about, oh, you know, I love that, just call it, it's like a unpronounceable symbol, like Prince once was. Okay, you know, Antebellum South, bad, but,
yeah.
You know, it's like Lady A, it's now no longer Lady Antebellum, it's Lady A. But context should matter, doesn't anymore. So now they're just the Chicks. And my joke earlier was like, because again, now everything, even violent, offensive. Well, Guns N' Roses eventually have to change their name to N' Roses. They also have a song, if you remember, Civil War. So let's go see N' Roses play their hit song,
No.
War. Well, I can't call War
can't
out.
Can't say that.
Oh,
Civil.
I don't need your... Feed the rich while you handle the poor. I don't need you. Oh, it's a great song by N' Roses. We're heading down a real weird place.
I just want to say that's the deepest you've ever gone on country music here on this show. That was a lot of country music knowledge you just dropped on me, Murray.
I know these artists. It's the pain of me following along still every single day on Twitter, which is a detriment to my mental health. I really should just get the hell off there. But it's as addicting as it is a vile place to be, I guess.
And someday it'll help you when you're spinning country music tracks. You're propping up country music tracks, your future in radio. Matt, there you go, Jim.
No, Matt, this has got to be it. This has to be the last radio job. It has to be. Like, after the, what's left, really, after this. It's a industry that is dying by the day. Let's go to Rich in New Hampshire on Tom Brady's workouts, which have offended some, not others. Hi, Rich.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Yeah, I want to speak about Brady for a few minutes. I thought that he knew he was going to get the long contract or the money he got, like, from Tampa Bay. To me, he just tanked right out. Once again, he didn't go to any voluntary, you know, OTAs. They got a great receiver in Sanu. They got a young rookie in there in Carey. But how many times have we seen, how many times that when he threw to these guys, he was so off target? It was ridiculous. And only on that, when you usually see Brady on the sidelines, he's up, he's running, talking to the players, you know, talking to them all the time. What did we see? Him going to the bench. He had no excitement to him most of the year. And I just want to know your guys' thoughts about that, then I'll hang up, okay?
He could have handled himself better. And I am a Brady Bobo, but I will even admit that. And I found it odd or just kind of disconcerting so early in last season, week three, Matt, that they go to Buffalo. They win that game. It's a bit of a rock fight. Brady wasn't that great in it, but he did enough to prevent them from losing. And after that game, he's up at the podium and acting like someone shot his dog in front of him. You know, so it's like, oh, what are we dealing with?
Philadelphia
here?
Game was the same thing.
Yeah, that's in November. You end up hearing after the season from the NBC Sunday Night Football crew, Collinsworth and Al Michaels. He was that Brady said to them at the time he was the most unhappy 8-0 quarterback in the league. It just he was done and he was checked out, but he could have handled himself better, and maybe that would have meant that they had a different finish to last year. He was checked out, you know, and it was unprofessional at times. On the other hand, at the risk of contradicting myself, I don't blame him because he was pushed out by his boss, and he could have. Bill needed to also change. Caller calling Mohamed Sanu an excellent receiver.
What? Yeah, exactly. Tom Brady did everything he could with Mohamed Sanu, throwing it right into his hands every time on fourth down, and Sanu just drop, or running a yard short of the yard marker every single time. He was right, and listen, should he have checked out? No. Should he have handled it better? Yes. But was he 100% right to complain about the worthless pile of crap that Bill gave him and said, "Here, Tom, take it"? I was going to do a voice, but I'm not going to do it. Like that's your thing there, Jim. Like, I can understand why Brady was frustrated when he looks around, being like, "I'm 42 years old. I don't have much time left in the league, and you're giving me Jacoby Myers." Like, you take one look at that guy. Oh wait, not an NFL receiver. But no, everybody gets excited because he goes out there and has a great preseason. And Tom Brady takes one look at him and says, "Not an NFL receiver." Was he wrong to say that? No. Should he have handled it a little bit better? Tried to work with him a little bit more? Yeah, sure. I guess. Cool. Is working with him a little bit more and being a little nicer to the guy going to make him an NFL receiver? Nope. Not one bit.
Let's go to Lucas in Norfolk with a thought on the Civil War game. Can't call it that anymore, Lucas.
No, definitely not.
The game between Oregon and Oregon State. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, go ahead.
So, yeah, you know, obviously with them getting rid of the Civil War, first thing that pops into my head is Captain America Civil War. So they're going to rename that, like, Captain America, you know, interdepartment, you know, squirrel or something. I mean, what are they going to do? Is everything that has Civil War in it just going to go away? Thanks, guys.
That's a good point, Lucas. That's now a slippery slope, as the term goes. So we'll see. Maybe that's next. Yep. Captain America, that one. Didn't that used to be called Civil War? Can't call it anymore.
Nope.
It's just like you can't call that hit by In Roses Civil War. Can't call it that anymore. And I don't need your feeds the rich while it buries the poor. Your power hungry selling soldiers in a human grocery store. Ain't that fresh? I don't need your Can't sing it anymore. Nope. Offensive. Mike in the car on this same very thing. Go ahead, Mike.
Murray, thanks for having me. Real quick, I'm a huge Oregon State Beavers baseball fan. I'm probably the only guy in the entire state of Massachusetts that roots for that team. I fell in love with them in 2006 when Jacoby Ellsbury was there winning College World Series. But anyway, since then I sort of followed their football and their baseball teams and fell in love with them. And I'm freaking pissed as an Oregon State fan, I'm freaking pissed that they're getting rid of Civil War. That was sort of one thing that Oregon and Oregon State fans look forward to every year was the Civil War game. And I'm not going to call up and be some hard right-wing psychopath and scream about stuff, but, you know, you said it perfectly. Apply the right context. Civil War does not mean something racist. It's just simply the way you're stating what the game is. What are your thoughts?
Well, Mike, that would make you a level-headed centrist. And in today's society, increasingly, by the day, by the minute, people like you and I...
extinct.
Well, we're looked at as the enemy, too, by some. So, you're not aligning yourself with us immediately? No, because I still believe in context, which, to some, bad. So I would still like to call that the Civil War game. You know, it was once referred to, McCarthy, as a young, you may not remember, but once Bill Parcells left, went to the Jets... Hey, there's still some, like my age, right, that refer to the Jets-Patriots thing as a border war. Can we call it that anymore?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
The peaceful skirmish. That's what we'll refer to as Jets-Patriots anytime. Twice a year now. The peaceful skirmish. Can't call it the border war anymore. What the hell are we doing?
The more I think about this, I mean, it is the dumbest thing ever. I mean, really, the context to this is just... it's just a college football game. It has nothing to do with racism. Well, it has nothing to do with the horrible strife that was the Civil War. Like, it has nothing to do with any of that. The most horrible crisis in our nation's history.
Well,
the Civil War. No.
Well,
right. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Well, again, context no longer matters. And we can't call it anymore because people will get mad. So, I know I look forward to hearing the new album by The Chicks. And Lady A. Can't call me.
He's spinning those country tracks. I know. Someday, 20 years from now, you say this is your last stop, Jim.
Matt,
I know. You'll be spinning that.
Matt, if it ever comes to that, I will put a in my mouth, and that will be the end of it. Because I can't refer to what I want to say there because it might offend someone. We will pause here and continue to take your calls here on an agenda-free Friday. Here on Felger and Mass, 617-779-0985. As you can tell... won't take much for me to snap these days. Kind of teetering, just a wee bit, just like the rest of society. Can't call it the Civil War game anymore. Does that have anything to do with the actual Civil War? No, but can't, because again, so I don't need your... Back after this here on Felger and Mass.
Felger and Mass! Sports, Austin's home for sports, 98.5, the sports...
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
You can listen to Felger and Mass on your phone with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Frankly, it's what we deserve. We're a nation of idiots.
Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Felger and Mazz, 98.5 The Sports Hub, presented by DraftKings here on 98.5 The Sports Hub and NBC Sports Boston. Agenda-free Friday is driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. Hear from you at 617-779-0985. Let's go to Max and Natick on the return of the NBA down in Orlando in the bubble. Hello, Max.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Go ahead.
Well, I think that my NBA Finals prediction is going to be Clippers versus Raptors. I think that Lakers are a better team overall, but Clippers just have the upper hand in the matchup, and the Raptors are still the most deep team in the East. Celtics are too young, and Giannis is not a playoff player.
Do you worry a little bit, though, Max, about, and I would, like, the Raptors are a very good team, and I would, I think Siakam is one of the top five, six players in the East. I worry a little bit about Kyle Lowry, though. He wouldn't shock me if he came back and was a little tubby. He seems like he's got a big old rump on him.
I mean, yeah, I think he's looked like that for a while. Like, he puts it together in the playoffs.
All right. Thanks for the call, Max. So who do you have coming out of, say it all works out, they have the bubble, of course, no fans, going to be weird, it's all, you know, no home court advantage, none of that stuff. Who's your NBA Finals matchup there, McCarthy?
So I honestly, and call me a homer or whatever, I give the Celtics as good a chance as any other team in the East at this point, because I think they benefit tremendously, Jim, from not having home court advantage, or not having home court advantage be a part of the NBA playoffs, because we know what that means usually in the NBA. You play at home, you generally win. Like, I think the Celtics benefit from that as the three seed. They would have had two series that they would have had to go on the road for, you know, to potentially, you know, go to the NBA Finals. I'm not saying that they're going to go there, but I think the Celtics benefit tremendously from this. I would still pick the Bucks and the Clippers, because I think Giannis is going to come back. He's got something to prove after last year. That would be my pick there. I think the Clippers are just the best team in the West. But also, I think this is extraordinarily difficult to handicap at this point, because we don't know what the league is going to look like. This is going to be a completely different experience. We talk about home court, like, that's normally, you know, huge in the NBA. It's not going to be a factor. You know, and then who's going to be invested? I mean, that's always a big element in the NBA. So as of right now, that's how I'd handicap it. But I'm just going to preface this by saying I think it's extraordinarily difficult to handicap, more than it has been in recent years, because we just have these great unknowns in this COVID sports world.
I think you're right to give the Celtics as good a chance as anyone to come out of the East, though, because they don't have to go to a place like Milwaukee.
Right.
And they don't have to go to a place like Toronto, where I would give them absolutely, positively zero chance,
sure,
given their recent history there. But I still ultimately think it's Milwaukee and everybody else. But, you know, if they're healthy and
sure,
they're playing up to their capabilities, and Jason Tatum is playing as well as he was before the shutdown, yeah, I give him as good a chance coming out of the East.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, this new NBA scenario perhaps benefits teams that are deeper, right? Because, all right, well, what if somebody gets sick and can't play? I mean, that's a legitimate possibility.
Never mind getting sick, or just, like, pulls a hamstring, because they really, right, haven't done anything for the last 3 months.
Absolutely. I think in some ways having a deeper team now is a bigger benefit than it is normally in the NBA, because let's be honest, I mean, team depth. I mean, Bob Ryan famously said, you know, before the 2008 Celtics season, that they had the worst 4 through 12 in the NBA. Now, that didn't end up being true, but we know how star and top-heavy the NBA can be. I don't know if we're going to have that same type of product, which excites me, because I think that's a problem with the NBA. I think the problem with the NBA playoff product is it's too predictable. Home court rules all, just, like, you know, pick the games based on what barn they're playing in. That's not a good product to me. I like knowing who's not going to win the game. That's why I watch. So I'm as excited about the NBA playoffs as I've been in a long, long time, because I think it's as wide open as it's been in a long, long time. That's good for the sport.
Jim in Cambridge with the Patriots thought. Hey, Jim. Hey, what's up?
I'm calling about your continued comments on Belichick. I think he's one of the worst drafters in the history of NFL. If you look over the last 5 years of his draft with the Patriots, he's drafted, couple of cornerbacks, couple of defensive ends, couple of defensive tackles, one wide receiver, two offensive tackles, and one offensive guard. Is there any question why Tom Brady would leave after he woke up one day at the end of the season and saw that his coach has just drafted everything other than someone that would help him at the end of his career, and then all of a sudden say, hey, yeah, you know, we're not going to give you a contract or this, that, the other thing? And then just to go on, the best players he's drafted in the last 5 years is Joe Tooney, offensive guard, or possibly Malcolm Brown, a safety. And these are only in the first three picks. throw in maybe Chase Vinovich or Sony Michel. So look at any other team, top three picks they have over the last 5 years, and if they have any players as good as Chase Vinovich, Sony Michel, Joe Tooney, or Malcolm Brown, and you just have to think Tom Brady had to make that move on his own. And then one comment, I think the world should start to think that not every white person is a racist, and not every minority is not a racist. But have a wonderful day, and you guys are doing a good job today.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Yeah, the draft's not great.
No.
You know, so I'm looking at it. He's going back 5 years. So Shaq Mason, a hit.
Yeah.
Trey Flowers, hit. He hasn't hit on anyone in the first round in 8 years.
That's been the biggest problem Jim, is for a long time he was generally pretty good in the first round. You know, you had the occasional Lawrence Maroney here or there, or Daniel Graham, who wasn't great, but, you know, at least was a contributor. But, you know, go back to the core of this second great iteration of the Patriots. It was all 2010, 2000, like those drafts in there, 2012, when he drafts McCourty, when he drafts Slater, granted special teamer, but still core player, Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower. Like, look at these guys that the Patriots took in. There was a 3 or 4 year stretch there where they were nails in the draft. They were absolutely nails, and it built the core of this, of the second run of the dynasty. But go back to Dominique Easley in, 2013, and look at his track record in the first and second round, particularly early on. It's brutal. And sure, you've got some Trey Flowers and Shaq Mason's, you know, mixed in there, third, fourth round, like some really good picks. Joe Tooney was a good pick. But you can't miss on those first-round picks the way he has, with Isaiah Wynn, who I would characterize as a miss so far. Maybe, you know, we'll see. Sony Michel, just another guy. Malcolm Brown, meh. Cyrus Jones, ugh. I mean, it's a really bad run here.
Yeah, and I
N'Keal Harry, ugh.
I still ultimately think, though, Brady breaking from Belichick had more to do with how he was treated as a peer, which he wasn't. Sure. He was still an underling. Access for Alex Guerrero, which was, you know, stripped for the most part, and definitely was at one point, and then given just a taste of that back, and the contract. But, you know, in terms of argument's sake, Brady could look at recent drafts and say, like, well, if you think I've slipped, you don't think you've slipped?
Right. Well, and personnel, I think, is a element there. I don't think it's the major element, but when Tom Brady's sitting in a huddle there, after Bill, you know, takes Malcolm Butler out of the lineup for Super Bowl 52, screws him on the contract, you know, all these things happen in a few years, and you're looking in a huddle in a game where you need it, and you're looking at Jacoby Myers across from you, and you're like, this guy, this effing guy, seriously? Huh? I have to throw to this? I've got Mohamed Sanu. This was your big move. You get rid of Antonio Brown, a guy I wanted, and you bring in Mohamed Sanu, and he runs every route 1 yard short, and when he finally runs the appropriate length, I put it in his hands, and he drops it with his stone hands. Like, this is what you're giving me? I mean, that played a factor. I don't think it was the factor, but, I mean, don't tell me it didn't have something to do with it.
A few segments to go here. If you want to get on with the 617-779-0985 on an agenda-free Friday. First, though, here's the headlines with McTakey.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Colin Cowherd of Fox and Fox Sports.
Felger and Mazz.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Maserati.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Mazz.
You guys do a great show.
98.5 to Sports Hub.
Felger and Mazz, 98.5 of Sports Hub, an agenda-free Friday. A couple of segments to go. Try to blast through as many of your phone calls as we possibly can here before we wrap for the day. Tom and Quincy, what's going on, Tom?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I know this isn't your favorite topic, Jim, but real quick, since you got Matt on the show today. Matt, they're signing a Blaze Jordan by the Sox the other day, right?
Yeah.
How they gave him like over $1 million more than what the slotted value was for that 86 pick.
Yeah.
And when they drafted the kid in the first round, everyone said they overshot that, but they're going to underpay him. Is that signing of Jordan a direct result of being able to have that extra money that they wouldn't have had to give up for that number 17 slot? Mm-hmm. That's the first question I got, right? And is this a direct result of having to replenish the farm system now because Dombrowski left it bare? And because I think that kid, Blaze Jordan, was talking about going to Mississippi State. So is that why he dropped to 86?
Yes.
And is that extra money that they're giving him above the slotted value, was that to kind of influence him to signing now to get him in system as a kid that young?
Yes,
to be
exactly.
Able to move him through?
Yeah.
So it is. And so it's a direct result of the Dombrowski thing is what my main question was. I was figuring I'd ask you about that.
Yeah, Tom, I mean, you're basically right on it. I mean, here's what they did. They took a kid in the first round, and the Major League Baseball draft is funky, and I mean, I barely care about it, so I'm sure, you know, most people don't really care about it. But what you can do is you can take a player earlier on who you feel like is going to sign for less, and that gives you more money that you can use later on in the draft. Another reason, it's not a direct result why they took that kid in the first round to get this kid in the third round, Tom. Another reason they had to do this because they had very little money to work with because they lost their second round pick for cheating. Okay, so, and they had to do literally the exact same thing last year because they lost their first round pick for spending too much money. They had to use their first pick on a guy who they felt like, this guy's cheap, we'll take him here so we can spread out our money throughout the draft. So it is a direct correlation between A, the Red Sox being dirty cheaters, and B, Dave Dombrowski leaving the farm system in abject ruin. But, I mean, hey, give Chaim Bloom credit because he had to do something a little bit creative to get, theoretically, a pretty good player in the third round at first-round money. You see what I'm saying?
I do, yeah. That's why I figured I'd ask you. I was just curious. I don't get into much Red Sox draft talk, so I figured I'd be like, you know what? Let's give it a shot. What the hell?
Tom,
he's
and
the guy for
else.
It, Tom. Yeah. Take care, man. Have a good weekend. I refuse to believe that this kid's name is actually Blaze Jordan. I've been trying to sit here for the last couple of minutes going to a wiki, which doesn't exist. I found his photo. He looks like off-brand Andrew Benintendi with a hint of Matthew McConaughey, so I'm sure he gets it in. But Blaze, like, that's a great name.
A phenomenal,
I didn't know
right?
who he was talking about. I thought it was an adult film star. But Blaze Jordan.
Yes.
Were his parents potheads?
Like, probably. What?
That can't be his real name. Is it Steve? There's nothing that exists. I can't find. That's his real name, Blaze Jordan.
He's all the talk of the Red Sox draft, Jim. You'll be hearing about Blaze Jordan in 6 years when he finally.
His dad working pyrotechnics? League. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. That's a wild name. I hope it works out for him. Let's go to Jim in Maine on the Bubba Wallace story. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Great show.
Jim.
Just, I wanted to talk about when that whole thing broke with the noose and the. In the pits, my stomach turned. It was awful. I thought it was just absolutely brutal, and I was more than happy to find out that it sounded like it was not what it originally looked like it was going to be. And Gasper, before he left, threw that little hand grenade into the room as he walked out, as he kind of put the thing down that the police and the FBI was, oh, we can't trust what they were looking at because of the long history. The whole idea of the idea, it's October. There's a thing called Halloween. It could be a million things of why that noose was hung there. It could just be some nitwit in the pits who had nothing to do, waiting for something to do, and wrung a noose out of the pull-down rope. The fact that it wasn't, I think we ought to be happy that it wasn't. And I just think that him trying to turn this into something that it wasn't is perpetuating a problem that I don't think exists in this situation. There was so much going on. You could have gone with the flag being flown by an airplane over the top of the arena. You could have gone with the parade outside. But this, we should be grateful that it wasn't what it looked like it was going to be. And I think Gasper, by doing that, was really irresponsible. And I was kind of, he really just put my hair on fire, and I'm kind of mad he kind of ducked out as he said that. But
well,
you guys have a great day. Great show.
You too, Jim. Well, if you want to yell at him, he'll be here tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 with yours truly here on Gasper and Murray. But I'm with you in that it's ultimately a good thing that it was not a hate crime. You had this show of unity. I'm sure that will bring in new fans of NASCAR. I certainly will not be one of them. I just don't know how you people do it for 3 hours watching them take left turns. And if you've ever been to a live event, it's loud, it's obnoxious, it's 100 degrees, it's sticky, it stinks. Mike in Linfield with the Patriots thought. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Murray, with the amount of nitpicking that you Felger and Maz do with the Patriots, I've always been surprised that you guys didn't talk about, or at least I haven't heard you talk about, how McDaniels is kind of a weasel in that he was Brady's guy for about 2 or 3 years in there, right up until he realized it did him no good and Belichick recommended Judge for the Giants job. Then all of a sudden, it seems like he kind of turned on Brady this year, and he was all about Belichick and being a dink to Brady. Just guys always kind of come across as me as being weaselly. I'm curious your take.
And Mike, I don't think you'd be alone there. I mean, look,
a lot of people in Indianapolis who feel that same way there, Mike.
Indianapolis, most of the league, the Denver Broncos fan base, you know, if you're Jay Cutler, you know, like there's a lot of people that look at Josh McDaniels as weaselly. And I don't think it was just last year where things got a little bit fractured between he and Tom Brady. You know, Jimmy Stewart talking to his sources. I mean, I don't think it's as rosy as it was in the past. I mean, you go back to the blow up that happened. Was that in 2017 in Buffalo, where he misses a wide open Brandon Cooks. McDaniels is in his ear. They have the blow up on the sideline.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We talked about it earlier this week, and Jimmy had heard that ultimately resulted in a massive fine from the head coach. So, you know, I think McDaniels is ultimately
fine on who? McDaniels or Brady?
Yeah, Jimmy, am I recanting this story correctly?
Yeah, you've got the major part of it is that I believe that Tom Brady was fined a substantial amount. I'm guessing it's over six figures for the altercation between he and Josh McDaniels, which he privately apologized for and then publicly apologized for in the press conference in the immediate aftermath.
Yeah, so I think they've had their ups and downs like anybody else, but especially in these last couple of years, McDaniels became more of a Bill guy than a Tom guy. One of the stories that broke today that McCarthy's mentioned a few times in the headlines, which I was mocking mercilessly, is that the Civil War game, can't call it that anymore, between Oregon and Oregon State will be renamed. Have they said what they're going to rename it to?
No, they have not. I'm sure it would be monumentally stupid because they already had a great name in the first place.
The Oregon Skirmish,
yes.
Something like that. And again, you know, Civil War, sure, started by the South because they wanted to keep slavery here. Horrible.
The worst event in our nation's history. Tore the nation apart.
Context, though, should matter. And, you know, there's been many, many other places where horrible civil wars have taken place. You know, Vietnam, Laos.
Korea?
Yeah, right.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Sudan?
So, you know, context, I think, should matter. It's just a football game. People into it. You've been, right? Like you were telling me.
I haven't been to the actual Civil War game, but I've spent a lot of time out there. I was driving through Corvallis, Oregon in September. They were holding a Beat Oregon rally. That game is played in December. It's a huge event. It's one of the biggest rivalries in college sports. I mean, it's not like Ohio State, Michigan, but it's a step down from that. I mean, it's right up there.
Maybe that can have, what kind of slogans would be not offensive? Beavers and ducks, who gives a flying, you know. Ted, New Hampshire on the Civil War game. Can't call it that anymore. Go ahead, Ted.
Gentlemen, you just hit it on the head. This Civil War game is a case in point of how outrage and cancel culture is absolutely out of control. A civil war is a war of citizens of the same country or area. The American Civil War is a civil war that was based on racism. Civil wars, like you just said, are all over the world, and they're not necessarily based on racism. The Oregon-Oregon State game is by definition a civil war. If it was called the American Civil War, then okay, I guess we got an issue here.
Sure.
But it's not. It's not tolerant. It's just stupidity.
Right.
Yeah, Ted, you nailed it. And again, it ultimately comes down to context. And so it's a football game.
How many civil wars have been fought over what type of government we want to have or something like that? I mean, that's all this. It's a football game.
Yeah.
It's a football game that divides the state because you're either an Oregon or an Oregon State fan. That's what it is. No, nobody's ever had a problem with that. I've spent a lot of time out there. I've never heard one person say, well, we shouldn't call it the Civil War. The American Civil War was an awful, awful event that tore our country apart. And, you know, I think an understanding of America has to be deeply grounded in the Civil War and understanding that conflict. It's a football game played in Oregon. Get over it.
Every day now, Matt, I don't know about you. I mean, again, Twitter, as addicting as it is terrible. And when I see anyone trending, a show trending, a band, a name, I immediately think, oh, they got him next, or they got this person next, or, oh, what did this person do? And this is just, like, it's the world we live in now. So, yes, Civil War, apparently now offensive. Again, many countries, many places have had them. And in this context, just a stupid football game, but can't call it that anymore because it's apparently offensive. Jimmy in Brighton on this very thing. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, Jim. Civil War. I don't have a problem with it. I consider myself kind of a centrist. I love what you're doing on the show, just keeping an open mind, being central. But, you know, what does Gasper have to say? Get a couple more Black American voices on the show, maybe. And then putting this stuff aside, once you get home and relax, remember you say you're working on your bong hits. You're using a big bong, a small bong, you got a tube, you got a... that's my
boy. He may need to give some CBD to the dog to calm it down. What do I use? It's a Grav product. I don't use it much. I have it there. I spent like $100 on it. It's about 12, 13 inches tall. I have it in the house. I don't use it often. That's people don't think, people assume I blaze Jordan a lot more than I do, Matt McCarthy. I've had nugs that I bought from one of the local dispensaries like 2 years ago that are still sitting in a mason jar. They're just there. I don't imbibe as much as the people think that I do, or it's been played up on this show when Mike and Tony are here. I have it just in case of emergency break glass. But no, I am no Blaze Jordan at home. I have it just in case, or I get stressed out, which I have been a lot lately. So maybe that's what I do tonight once I get home. We have the final word coming up next as we wrap up Felger and Maz here on this Agenda Free Friday.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org. Sub.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires? There's only one place to go. Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free service is because nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Absolutely nobody. Yes, thank you, Jim. Two best ofs today the final word. First and foremost, we have what I have been informed is the creepy meter. Okay.
Let me jump Alex in Auburn. He has a thought on the Patriots defense. Go ahead, Alex.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
I love girls that are named after boys. I love it.
Thank you. First time caller, so I just wanted to talk about defense a little bit. And for the record, that guy that called a couple calls ago, he was totally saying that the defense was not going to play as well without Brady on the other side of the ball. I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. Girls who have boy names? Sam?
Bobby.
Sam?
Charlie.
Sam?
I love Sam. I love them all.
I love girls named after them. I love it. Always liked it. Ricky?
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Always done something for me. Ricky, that's a good one. Stevie?
Stevie.
Just like the wild wind sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
I like all those. I do. I'm a sucker for it. I admit it. Fred? No. George, no, some of them don't work. Let me jump Alex in Auburn.
Hi.
Oh, the awkwardness as she kind of chuckles like, oh, God,
I don't know
please.
If I was there for that one because that...
I don't remember that.
I've been there for some of those. I don't remember that one in particular because that one took a turn quickly.
Yeah, poor girl. She's like, oh,
yeah,
thanks,
you know,
please get me off the phone.
As
I regret calling this station.
Maz was trying to make a case for Stevie, Nicks.
Of
Fleetwood Mac, and then Hardy brilliantly put in the song there. You know the rumor about her?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm very familiar with the Stevie Nicks rumor.
The old Fleetwood enema, as it's referred to?
Yeah.
If you know what we're talking about, just look up that term. See, she had such an addiction to cocaine, she could no longer take it up her nose. So someone had to be high. Well, you can figure it out for yourself or just look it up. Go ahead. What else we got?
I'll let you follow that one up. We also had a caller at one point who asked about dragons.
Here's Chris driving home on Route 1. What do you think, Chris?
So I got four quick points. One, I'm sick of watching Jimmy, Blake, Wheeler, Hayes. Two, Maz and Sarge. Please tell me who number 53 is on the Bruins because I'm sick of listening to Sarge from Seth Griffin. Three, Maz. Felger. Boo-hoo, you get paid to watch sports games. And four, you guys like Dragon.
Guys like Dragon? I don't get what that last one means.
How about me dragging these across your face?
You gotta drop that, but that was awesome.
That was great.
Oh, walked right into that one.
That was awesome.
Yeah, no, totally.
Was that Scott Zolak calling in?
Well, you know, it's too bad you did have to drop it. That's one of those where I think you should actually go back and save it and just beep out the one little word that you got to beep out because it was worth it.
We'll play it on Monday.
I did. I walked right into that one. Like, literally. That was tremendous.
I'd say about 99% of those calls that we do get are not funny. That one. That's pretty good.
Perfect timing. Perfect comedic.
It's all about the timing. Comedy. All about the timing, Jim, which is why I'm not funny.
Oh, you give yourself a little bit more credit than that. Matt McCarthy, it was a pleasure, pal.
This has been fun. I enjoyed engaging in pleasantries with you.
When's the next time you're on?
I'll be on Monday night, and I'll be with you guys a couple days next week. I think we've got a few more of these shows coming up as well.
All right, good.
We'll enjoy it. And by the way, Jim, it's not 2020s yet. The decade has not begun.
That's too bad.
Sitting on that one for 4 hours.
Vince Carter had played for four decades. Jimmy Stewart, Jeremy Connolly behind the glass, thank you for producing today's show. If you checked in at 617-779-0985, you have any leftover thoughts, you can get on next with Marshall Hook and Billy Lanny. Here for the next 4 hours on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Otherwise, talk to you tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. with Chris Gasper on these airwaves. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.